Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found, episode 53 for the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I had a wonderful day, sort of. Actually, I went running this morning, and I did pretty well. I think I'm coming in close to my mark for my 5K, and which is next week, actually. Again, my goal is to make that and to do it in 30 minutes or less. So I'm looking forward to trying that. I've got, my times are better. I need to even out my pace along the whole time to make it kind of a smooth experience for myself. So I can, see if I run too hard, too quick or for a short period of time, then, obviously my time will suffer. If I kind of even it out and run even pace, that's sustainable, then my time will be better overall. So we'll see what happens. That's coming up this week. So next Saturday, and I'm going to run at least once, maybe Tuesday night, and then take it off the rest of the week until, race day. So, that's to relax, rest my body, and get ready for it. All right. My car. Okay. I swapped out the alternator like I planned today. I had picked up the newer one. It was under warranty, so I swapped it out, which actually didn't do too bad. First time I took my time, which, like I said, took a couple hours. This one didn't take me that long. Because I knew what I was doing. I actually swapped out the serpentine belt as well, which that was a pain because it is, even with the tensioner pull, released, it's still tight. That sucker is tight. I got that on there with the help from my father. I put on the alternator. I left his house, thinking everything, okay, everything's great. I went back to the Advance Auto place. I said, can you please check? Sorry, somebody just messaged me if you heard that hum. I went back and asked him, will you please check my electrical again just to make sure I'm on the right side now. Everything's fixed. Well, he checked it. He says, no, you're still not getting any power from your alternator. It's like, what the heck, man? So as soon as I left there, sure enough, the battery started to die. I think it's because his machine had put a load on it. Battery started to die. Called my dad. I told him he had to come jump me off one more time. So as he came, I was waiting on him. I was looking online because the guy at the auto parts place mentioned it just could be a loose wire or a marginal wire that's causing this intermittent problem or this problem not feeding back juice back to the battery. So anyway, I'm looking online. Now I've got a new Beetle, 2003 new Beetle. One of the articles I come across is class action suit filed against Volkswagen for, you guessed it, 2003 to 2005 Volkswagen new Beetles. So I thought, well, let me read it real quick. Sure enough, it was because the alternator wire coming from the alternator to the battery, a little fuse box above the battery, rather, would overheat and leave drivers stranded, among other things. I think some people said electrical fires and stuff. So it got me thinking that maybe, anyway, I was pursuing the wire thing. And I had that in the back of my mind. So got back to my dad's house. We looked at the, under the car, under the little fuse box above the battery. Guess what? The battery terminal or the terminal that wire came to was burnt and still functional, but you could clearly see it was not in the same condition as the rest. It had been burning the plastic and the plastic caused like a little ash or, some kind of smoke damage in there, that was actually covering the bolt that was connecting the wire. Took it off, scrubbed it really good, filed it a little bit just to get the crap off, made the connection again, And it worked. It was it. That's what was causing it. So really, I didn't have to swap anything out. It was just that little connection to the fuse. The fuse was not blown. It was the connection to the fuse. So there you have it. Sorry to bore you with that for 5 minutes, but I had to tell somebody. And I said, I hate that. You know, it's like the simplest thing. I'm not going to say love. I like troubleshooting things because it's like trying to solve a puzzle. But for crying out loud, I won't have to do that on a car. Something I rely on every day. Code is one thing. Puzzles is fun, but for crying out loud, a car? So many moving parts, no pun intended, on a car. Anyway, so it looks like I've got it straightened out and I'm good to go because I wanted to get it straightened out before I go to Dragon Con. I really only have one more weekend to screw around with the car if I'm going to. So I don't have to do that anymore. All right, there you go. As you can see, I haven't had time for any creative endeavors because I've been screwing around with crap like this. So hopefully we can push this aside and continue on. So there you go. All right, y'all take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, if you want to find my links to all my social stuff and my website, you can find that at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Bye.